Havana's Chrysanthemi Quartet plays with a unique mix of music. They're as at home with Mozart as they are with traditional Cuban rhythms. I asked the quartet how they're able to switch between the two with such ease.
Cuban music, we have like in our blood, you know.
Yes.
We're born with that music. So it's easy to us because we don't have to do a great effort to get Cuban music. I love Mozart. I love Brahms. And actually, the quartet was created to play classical music, but it's impossible. it's impossible not to play Cuban music.
Actually, we play classical music with Cuban spirit. So we are dancing all the time.
I mean, we don't need a t-shirt to
for
us.
Cuban music?
For Cuban music,
no.
Yeah. I think maybe for Mozart, yes, but...
For Mozart,
not for
yes.
Cuban music.
Do you feel like as a quartet you've been able to teach each other?
Yeah, of yes, course. Actually, we don't work with any professor.
Yes, you just work alone by yourself.
Yeah, this is all by ourselves. I mean, we have a lot of ears here to decide what is good and what is not.
Have you had to learn anything about working as a unit?
Do you understand that you need communication if you want to play with as a quartet, that everybody's important?
We have rehearsals every single day at ISA, and all the time we are now together.
What are your feelings about the U.S. with the Trump and the travel? Has that affected how you feel about coming to the United States?
Not at all. Music is most important than everything. So music is the language. If we think in music, we don't have to think in other stuff.
Right now with Trump, it's not like before, but I think music goes further than that.
Yes,
I
mean. Exactly.
What does it feel like to be an ambassador for Cuba in a way? Does that have an extra sense of responsibility?
Yeah.
It's a challenge to us. We just came here to represent our country, and we have to do the Cuban music very well, like we do in our country.
In the States, classical music has sort of a reputation for being for old people, which you guys are obviously not and are really excited about. So what would you say to someone just about your passion for making this music that's alive and that is so exciting to you?
I think it's about listen very carefully. Classical music is not for a small group, I think. Classical music can represent you. It's the same feeling, it's the same human feeling all the time. You will feel it in classical music for sure. You can dance with other kind of music, but you have to listen.